Hey, let's do that listen to a podcast thing that you like doing. This is Hypnagogue Podcast 362. Thank you.
Zeitraum. Der Punkt oder Zeitraum, wenn etwas eintritt.
Duration.
The measure, der gemessene oder messbare Zeitraum, währenddessen eine Handlung, ein Vorgang oder ein Zustand existiert oder andauert. Time. Der unbestimmte, andauernde Verlauf vom Bestehen und von Ereignissen der Vergangenheit, der Gegenwart und der Zukunft als Ganzes betrachtet. Zeit verhindert, dass alles auf einmal passiert. Time prevents everything happening at once. Time stands still. Yet slips through our grasp. Time is our incurable disease. Our presence in time and space moves forward. Now consider the infinite vastness.
Unsere Anwesenheit in Zeit und Raum bewegt sich vorwärts.
There is no finite direction in the universe for time to travel. There is no past, present and future. There is only the now.
Gegenwart und Zukunft. Es gibt nur das Jetzt.
We have been here before. We have been here all of the time.
Zeit. Wir waren hier zuvor. Wir waren hier für immer.
Thank you.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was absolutely the sound of you coasting in for a landing. On this first set of Hypnagogue podcast number 362, hello, my name is John Shanahan. I'm your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. This is the Hypnagogue podcast, where you come to find the very best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. So after a couple of theme episodes, our circle theme and then the lazy podcast, we're back to starting off in the holding tank. We'll go to the library in a minute. And that thing that happened a couple of weeks ago is going to happen again. You know what I'm talking about. So from the holding tank this time, we started with Etopus, his new album Urbis. Esteemed reviewer Bill Binkelman agreed with me when I said that Urbis is absolutely Etopus at the top of his game right now. This is an amazing album. Had to start off the show with this. Again, the album was called Urbis. That track was called First Ones. Craig Petila is back with an album called Discovery of Meaning. Just a great, energetic, very vibrant, driven album. I played a couple of tracks for you, actually. Continuums Parts 1 and 2. And speaking of people who know their way around a sequencer, Colin Raymond came after that with Winding Along the Flam. I'm pronouncing Flam wrong. I'll get back to that in a second. That is from Polyphonic Memories 2. Flam, you know, I see a word that I'm not familiar with. I gotta go check it out. The Flam is a beautiful railway ride up in Norway. Colin's album, this album is built off of just memories of trips Colin has taken and things that he's seen. So it's a very personal album. It's really, really good. So go check that out. After that, coming into our I've Been Waiting to Play This For You slot is Biloba Green with their self-titled album. The kind of cool thing about all of these songs on Biloba Green is that they look like this. And depending, hashtag or pound sign, depending on how old you are, like I would say pound sign, except that I do a lot of social media work in my day job, so hashtag as well. But I was going to say pound sign. 4F7942. I'm going to leave you to go figure that out. And actually, if you go check out this album, all of the titles are exactly like that. And you'll understand why when you check that out. Pound sign 4F7942. After that, talk about a powerful combination of talents, Jarguna and Chris Russell. Fantastic, deep, primal album called Transmissions from the Serpent Mound. This one runs so deep, boys and girls. You got to check it out. I played the track for you called Thunderbird. And that sound naturally made me think of an album I had sitting here from Dr. Bam, Byron Metcalf, called Adventures in Synaptic Exploration. A lot of great players on here that you've heard on this show before. Paul Casper, a.k.a. Froar, is on here. Sherry Finzer is on here. And helping Byron off with this track, which was called Arrival of the Elves, on the didgeridoo was Dashmesh, who I've not played anything from Dash in quite a while. Library segment coming up. Maybe. Or maybe very soon. We'll see. Anyhow, that is how the first section of Hypnagogue Podcast 362 started. And now we're going to jump into the library. But first,
it's time for another artist John forgot.
Yes, it absolutely is. And not only will this one potentially set a record for how long something has sat without being in the podcast. Now, mind you, it was reviewed. It just has never been in the podcast. The other part that makes this interesting is that I have written down on my spreadsheet that one of the artists I forgot went by the name Xavier. I have two Xaviers in the library. One I got in 2016 and have not yet played. But then as I looked it up, I discovered that Mateo Xavier, also known as 12 Followers, has an album called Espers, which again I reviewed but never played anything from, that I received in 2012. So, and at the time that I reviewed it, which was in January of 2012. I said, with Espers, the name of the album, Mateo Xavier gives listeners a look into the range of his musical ideas and shows that he has the talent to fully recognize them all. This disc bodes well for future releases from Xavier. I don't believe I ever got another thing from Xavier, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. So I said all kinds of good things about it. And then I never played anything from it. So, The Artist That John Forgot, 12 followers, Mateo Xavier. This track is called, I'm going to pronounce this horribly wrong, Ornimachias, A Slight Wave from the Hill Above. Enjoy, and apologies, Mateo.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I must admit that that last piece made me want to sit out on the deck at sunset with a nice cup of tea, just watch the day end. I know you're used to me talking about wine, but a cup of tea and a sunset, that's what that piece made me think of. Do like a nice cup of tea a couple times a day. God, I just sounded like the oldest grandfather on the planet. I do like a nice cup of tea at the end of the day, waiting for my death to come around, but it's not here yet. Wow, that was morbid. That took a turn really quickly. Welcome to the Hypnagogue Podcast. That track was Todd Mosby. It was called Sylphs from his album Aerial Views. Before that, Lena Natalia with Just Around the Bend from Second Youth. Prior to that, Robert Thies and Damjan Krejcik with The Abandoned Monastery from Blue Landscapes 3, Frontiers. Force for Good gave us Homeless from the Innocence release. And there are lots of interesting names out there in the music world. And you can call yourself anything you like, and sometimes you like to call yourself Gargle. That was Gargle from Wading in Shallow Waters with Hibernation. And then we started this second set off with the artist John Forgot, 12 followers / Mateo Xavier. And that was Ornimachias, A Slight Wave from the Hill Above from his release, his 2012 release, Espers. Well, as always, I sure do appreciate you putting up with me and the way I handle things around here. Again, if you're used to listening to either podcasts where people talk in depth about music, they interview the artist and get their take on things, or if you're used to New Age shows with, you know, very low-voiced, serious, mellow hosts, I apologize. I'm sorry that you landed here, but I'm glad you're here. Maybe a change of pace will do you good. This is a podcast that is no longer what people think of when they think of podcasts. It is my little radio show over the internet. It happens every 2 weeks. It's called the Hypnagogue Podcast, and I'm glad that you are here and listening. That was my chair. I'll be back in 2 weeks. I want you to be here. There's going to be more great music from both the Holding Tank and the Library. And until that time, you nice people, I bid you all peace and power.